Which one?
Sunrise.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Night.
Okay. And might you ever use an expression with sun in it? Like sundown or sunset?
Sundown.
Sundown. Okay. And let's see now. Let's see if I can do this. Now, what time does that say when the big hand is right there?
It's quarter to 11.
Quarter to? Yeah, some people say quarter till, some people say quarter of. And this is the kind of stuff we're interested in. Now, if there's been a storm, I think we better wait till these go by or it won't take. Now, if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we might say that the weather is
clear then.
Okay. what do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Well, sometimes I say it's hard rain.
Okay. Would you ever use the word downpour or cloudburst or shower?
Sometimes a shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
Okay. What do you call the things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
I'm going to call it splinter, so I'm going to kindle.
What do you call it?
Kindle.
Okay, that's what I want. I want what you call it. what do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Clothes.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, like these boards here, when it's made, you know, they're built like this? What do you call them? You got a word for them? How about, you ever say weatherboard or weatherboarding?
No, weatherboard.
Okay. Now what would you call the place where we're sitting right now?
Shop.
Yeah, but this outside place.
Porch.
Okay. And what do you call a small porch that doesn't have any roof on it?
A porch without a roof.
Okay. Would you ever use anything like a veranda or a stoop or portico or any of those words?
No.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
Pen. Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Stone, fence, or rocks.
Okay. What are some different kinds of wood fences? Oh, wait a minute. I think we better stop again. Okay. Now, what are some different kinds of wood fences?
Some called rail fence.
And what's another kind?
Board fence.
And what's the difference between a rail fence and a board fence?
Well, you nail the boards on the post. A wood fence is locked.
Rail fence is like this thing. Well, are there different kinds of rail fences, or are all rail fences alike?
All alike.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk, carried by handle?
Bucket.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that's made out of metal?
Bucket.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. You ever heard of spider?
Yeah.
You ever call it a spider?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. You ever heard of creeper? Okay. Some people in North Georgia, some of them call it a creeper.
That's right.
What do you call a thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, the thing where you can turn the water on and off?
Speak it.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
Speak it. A pump.
Okay. And how about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
On a barrel.